भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपालकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकं। वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापतकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदां सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानो सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 12, Dhruva Maharaj goes back to Godhead. My choice, huh? Text number 28. Maitreya Vacha. निशम्य वैकुंठ नियोज्य मुख्ययोर् मधुच्युतं वाच मुरुक्रम प्रियः कृताभिषेख कृतनित्य मंगलो मुनीन प्रणमाशिषम् अभ्यवादयत् मैत्रेय उवाच निशम्य वैकुंठ नियोज्य मुख्ययोर् मधुच्युतं वाच मुरुक्रम प्रियः कृताभिषेकं कृतनित्यमङ्गलो मुनीन् प्रणमाशिषम् अभ्यवादयत् मैत्रेय उवाच निशम्य वैकुंठ नियोज्य मुख्ययोर् मधुच्यतं वाच मुरुक्रम प्रियः कृताभिषेक कृतनित्यमङ्गलो मुनीन् प्रणमाशिषम् अभ्यवादयत् मैत्रेय उवाच निशम्य वैकुंठ नियोज्य मुक्तयोर् मधुच्युतं वाच मुरुक्रम प्रियः सुधाभिषेका कृत नित्य मंगलो मुनीन प्रणमाशिषमभ्य मैत्रेयवाच निशम्य वैकुंठ नियोज्य मुख्ययोर मधुच्युतं वाच मुरुक्रम प्रियः कृताभिषेक कृत नित्य मंगलो पुनीन मृणम्याशिषमभ्यवादयत् मैत्रेय उवाच निशम्य वैकुंठ नियोज्य मुख्ययोर मधुच्युतं वाच मुरुक्रम प्रियः कृताभिषेक कृत नित्य मंगलो मुनीन प्रणमाशिषमभ्यवादयत् Maitreya Uvacha. The great sage Maitreya said, Nishamya, after hearing Vaikuntha of the Lord, Niyojya associates, Mukhyayo of the chief, Madhuchutam, like pouring honey, Vacham, speeches, Urukrama Priyaha, Dhruva Maharaj, who was very dear to the Lord. Kruta Abhishekaha, took his sacred bath. Kruta, performed. Nitya Mangala, his daily spiritual duties. Munin, to the sages. Pranamya, having offered obeisances. Ashisham, blessings. Abhyavadayat, accepted. Translation by Divine Grace, Abhay Charanaravind Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The creed says, Maitreya continued. Maharaj Dhruva was very dear to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When he heard the sweet speeches of the Lord's chief associates in the Vaikuntha planet, he immediately took his sacred bath, dressed himself with suitable ornaments, and performed his daily spiritual duties. Thereafter, he offered his respected obeisances to the great sages present there, their blessings. Purport. We should mark how dutiful Dhruva Maharaj was in his devotional service. Even at the time he left this material world, he was constantly alert in the performance of devotional duties. Every devotee should take his bath early in the morning and decorate his body with tilak. In Kali Yuga, one can hardly acquire gold or jeweled ornaments, but the 12 tilka marks on the body are sufficient as auspicious decoration to purify the body. Since Dhruva Maharaj was living at that time at Bhadrikashrama, there were other great sages there. He did not become puffed up because the aeroplane sent by Lord Vishnu was waiting for him. As a humble Vaishnava, he accepted blessings from all the sages before riding on the plane brought by the chief of the Vaikuntha associates. Hare Krishna. So, generally I don't give Brahmachari, Bhagavatam class, because I have so many anardas, I can't, and I never feel qualified to speak on Bhagavatam. So, but because of mere pressure I'm giving, and until last round I was chanting, till that time it was not in my mind also, Bhaktan class. Prabhuji came and, Prabhuji, where you are giving Bhaktan class? Then I started my attention. Last round for a guy. So, I don't know what I'm going to speak. After being set up and all, I'm feeling more nervous. Because I don't know I can give that much long also not. How much time they took to make this setup. And whatever it is, empowerment comes with the order also. So, by that hope I am trying to give something. So if you see this translation once again, I want to read. The creed says, Maitreya continued, Maharaja Dhruva was very dear to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When he heard the sweet speeches of the Lord's chief associates in the Vaikuntha planet, he immediately took his sacred bath, dressed himself with suitable ornaments, and performed his daily spiritual duties. Thereafter, he offered his respectful obeisances to the great sages present there and accepted their blessings. So, here are so many things you can learn from this one. And if you meditate on this one, at least, of course, everyone is good meditation to do, but if you see and compare our position and Dhruva's position, we can understand how far we have to go. Most of the times, we end up looking back how far we came, but we never see how far we have to go. By seeing the back, how far we came, we feel like, you know, okay, I traveled a lot. But when we see forward how far we have to go, then it makes us humble. Because the qualities what we have to acquire, the qualities what we have, is like, you know, Hindi mein hai na, dharti aur aasman ka fark hai sa. This is too, you know, even beyond the words to estimate the difference. So that makes us humble when we see. But that's why many people, when they ask me, Prabhuji, how do I know that whether we are advancing or not? And I said, why we need that certificate, advancing or not? If everyone gives that you are advanced, Krishna thinks that we are not advanced. It doesn't make any, you know, difference. If people might blaspheme us, fallen and all, but Krishna is pleased. No one can stop us. Because this is syndrome of many devotees, that, you know, looking back how much I travel, you know. But advanced devotees never see. They do their duty. So our advancement, in this sense, what we have to look out our advancement is, whether am I following the regulate, that bhakti yukta, you know, that sort of the devotional regulations, rules and regulations, properly or not. That is our focus. That should be our focus. So, you know, nigama kalpataru. You know, it's Vedic knowledge is like kalpataru. If you follow any Vedic system, it fulfills our desire. And we achieve the desire what we need, what we are desiring, what you want. So whatever you desire, maybe we may going back to Godhead or Krishna Prem or whatever desire we have, with that some desire we started this process. If really we follow that Vedic system, see, we were bound to get that result. There is no question of not getting. If it is we are not getting, then it's not kalpataru. So it is guaranteed that we are going to get that ultimate result. Then what we have to do is just follow the things properly. So when instead of focusing on how much I am advanced, better how much we are following these rules, and that comparing, that makes more sense than getting some certificates or bharosa, some assurances that we are advancing, going in the proper direction and all. So that self-esteem, that's positive way of comparing. Suppose I also give the example, like, Rupa Goswami says that 50% has to give for the devotional purpose. But if a person who is earning 7,000-8,000 in Mumbai, 50% he gives, it's very difficult. So for him, 100 rupees he can give. That is the maximum he can give for a temple donation or some devotional purpose. That's fine. Now if you are asking how to make it 100, 150, so if you make it 150, that is also advancement. So like that, we have many rules in devotional practice. When we are comparing making what is lacking in our life and making that extending further, coming to the close, so that's the advancement. So as closer we are coming, we are progressing, and at the same time our goal is there. We know the further goal, so we never become relaxed or laxed and all this. So that is a positive way of doing things. So similarly here, Dhruva Maharaj, if you see, is already realized he got the darshan of God and is about to go back to Godhead. And what he is doing here? He is practicing still. He is practicing his regular sadhana bhakti, whatever he has to do as a devotional regulations, take bath and all. And more than that, it's like I'm not saying the others are less, but paying obeisances to the great sages. The sages, there are there, there is no doubt, but they are also, they are still practicing or meditating to get the darshan of Lord. But here is the person who already surpassed all those stages and about to leave. And he is asking blessings of those sages. That is what the humility means. Many times there is a difference between bewilderment and illusion. Bewilderment means unknowingly if you are thinking which is, it's illusion means thinking which is not. That's true. Thinking true which is not. That is illusion. Bewilderment also same thing. If you say Arjuna is bewildered, not illusioned. Because bewilderment is a temporary stage. If it is permanent and thickened state of the peak stage of bewilderment is illusion. He never comes out of that. Bewilderment means if some proper direction is given, he comes out. He thinks, no, this is not right one. It's wrong. But illusion means that's why we are all illusioned. All living in conditioned souls are illusioned because we are keep on failing on our attempts to be happy here, but still we keep on trying. We never come out. We never try to learn the lessons. So that's why we are illusioned. But whereas bewilderment means this is temporary stage. If someone corrects you, you're gone. So temporarily is illusion. Temporary illusion called bewilderment, actually. So here, even he is in that state of going back to Godhead, it's like that's the ultimate in the material world, the ultimate benediction for any living condition. At that state also, he is seeking blessings of the people who are far, far kind of below him. You know. So here, this is my speculation. There could be two reasons. One is his humility. Second one is Varnashram Dharma. He is a Kshatriya. They are Brahmanas. He has to respect Brahmanas. So that is also Dharma. That is also another religious principle we have to follow. So if you see Dhruva's life, till going back to Godhead, he also follows Varnashrama or Dharmas, whatever. And in that case, even Krishna also follows Varnashrama fully. He never broke. You know, when he was in Gokul, he killed so many demons, but he never used any weapon. Why? Because he is not a Kshatriya. He is a Vaishya. Vaishya has no right to use weapons. So he killed with... As soon as he came to Mathura, he started weapons. He is now Kshatriya. He is identifying himself as a Kshatriya. So he is... You know, if you see, everywhere is very... Even Krishna at that level, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, also when he comes here, he follows his, the dharmas which he established. So that we follow. You know. So this is the... That's why... But if we apply the same thing to us, same principle what he is accepting, and if we compare with our lives, we are far, far, far away from this principle. As soon as we pass some 10 years in the ashram, and juniors come, we think that now we are beyond these rules. I'm not saying that, at least me. I take excuse to attend Bhagavatam class because some other purpose. These are all actually not good. We take some excuses, and many times we come for the purpose of doing practicing devotional service. That is the purpose of we are joining here. And when someone gives some service, initially we think, oh, why this is given, I want to study, practice this, that. But later on what happens, we identify ourselves with that service and we now give up the... We compromise on the devotional principles and doing this other activity. But which is supposed to be other side. We should be compromising on this some little service, but practice more this one. Both has to be balanced, but this is more important. But sometimes we give up this compromise so much that, you know, sometimes our practice also hampers. So there are so many things what we are practicing and what we, Dhruva Maharaj and all other acharyas showing, is completely different. They are well balanced, both sides. But we go to some other extreme, sometimes carried away by different things. And even if you see the qualities of sadhu, or you know, different places are given, even in the Bhagavatam, that is not Titikshava Karunaka, Suhrada Sarvabhutan, Sarvadehinam, Ajata Satru. That is also another word, Ajata Satru. Ajata Satru Santa Sadhava Sadhabhushana. This is one verse. Or in the dialogue between Sanatan Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is considered 26 qualities of Vaishnavas there. And Bhagavatam also, there is a, you know, in 13th chapter, Amanitam, that slokas, that four, five slokas. If you see, the qualities are repeated, nothing new. So devotees has the qualities nowhere, like, you know, whoever speaks, they speak same thing. Qualities don't change. No. So that means, and the qualities are the things which the qualities which we have to develop, never change. Whoever speaks the same thing, they speak the same qualities they expect from us. You know? So it's our duty to practice those things. And if you see another thing, the qualities, if you observe, you know, study it deeply, in each quality has all other qualities, directly or indirectly involved. You cannot separate these qualities. Any quality, if you take any quality, somewhere the other quality is required to qualify this quality. Otherwise, it's not full. So all the qualities, any qualities out of these 26 or whatever qualities is there, any quality if you take, it requires all other qualities to qualify it fully. So they are separate, inseparable. So in devotee means you have to have all these qualities. 2 days before I went to, you know, Hanumanji and just praying, and I was just remembered, you know, the service he was doing, and he went into the Lanka and watching the inner chambers and all the ladies and all. What is his level? हमको लेडी दिखने की जरूरत नहीं, अम्मी जाते हैं सोच के लेडी के पीछे, माइंड गोस ना, एंड ही सीइंग देयर एंड इज स्टिल स्टेबल, एंड वी आर नॉट सीइंग, वी आर अनस्टेबल. सो वेयर द डिफरेंस, एंड इफ यू रियली सीक द ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ सच काइंड ऑफ डिवोटीज जेन्युइनली, दैट इज द ओनली होप व्हाट वी कैन एडवांस. So that's why sometimes, as Bhakti says, in Bhakti nothing is right or wrong. We cannot say this is right and wrong. We cannot say this is advanced and he is not advanced. Because it's all the mathematics, what we calculate here and the mathematics what Krishna calculates is different. Prabhupada in the Upanishad says, in spiritual world, 1 plus 1 is 1. 1 plus 1 minus 1 is 1. And it could be 11 also. We don't know how he calculates, Krishna. And you can say 1 plus 1, 5 also, you can say. So our calculations do not work there. But unfortunately, we always calculate here and we, you know, try to compare, make offers of comfort, and make, if you want to make someone miserable, make miserable with these calculations. And so everything, but that is not the actual thing, because everything depends on Krishna. So that's why we cannot estimate anyone, even the sages, why he is taking. One is ashram, that is our, as called, you know, external thing. But internally, we don't know how many sages are more advanced than him. You know, how many sages pleased Krishna. So he, in that point of also, they deserve to get respect, and we are bound to take the blessings from him. So externals we cannot calculate, we cannot heal. That's why we cannot neglect anyone to seek blessings. Everyone is qualified because we don't know who is who and how much innerly they are conscious of the God activities and God's qualities and all. How much meditation they are doing internally, we don't know. So we cannot neglect it. So that's why here he is taking, is paying obeisances and accepted their blessings. So blessings are more important. Without blessings we cannot, you know, advance. So Maharaj says, whatever advancement we did in our devotional practice, if so called, if you were really done, that is only because of some devotee might be praying for you, prayed for you. you know, it's not our advancement. If it is, that is the, if by our own sadhana or by own our practice, if we can achieve the perfection, then hospitals are the best places to sell Bhagavad Gita's bead bags and all. Before ICU, you can hang it. Everyone can start, go back to Godhead. It's not like that. Our practice cannot, by our practice or by our own efforts, we cannot achieve the perfection. Again, as I said, everything depends on Krishna's calculations. What is his calculation, we don't know. So that's why, whatever we are doing, all these endeavors in our life, is indirect, we are soaping, buttering Krishna. You know, Krishna, buttering. Because he thinks that someday he might think, okay, both kar rahe yaar, mera piche bahut laga, chalo, de denge. It's only buttering, nothing else. It's not, we are not proud of our sadhana, we cannot be proud of our sadhana. Because it's all Krishna's mercy. Krishna has to accept it, then only it has value. Otherwise, you know, Janya being discovered, we say, nah, so many achievements, all are zeros. Unless you have one, it has no value. So our sadhana is another zero. But it has to be accepted by Krishna. Then only it has value. So if we are proud of our sadhana, our devotional achievements or credits and all, then we are in the wrong place. In the wrong direction we are going. So it has to be everything. So that's why we are endeavoring, we are practicing, we are doing so many services, this service, that service, pleasing this Vaishnava, this and that Vaishnava, pleasing Guru, or this one, that one, all these endeavors. We don't know which one Krishna likes, which mood of us Krishna likes. And even Krishna one time is looked at, finished, that's success of our life. So this all we are like, what are you doing? Buttering him. No? तुम्हारा इतना कर रहा हूँ, यही छोड़ दिया मैंने, वो छोड़ दिया, बट एक्चुअली उनके लिए नहीं छोड़ा, दैट इज आर लाइंग, वी आर किसके लिए छोड़ा है, यू नो, वी आर लीविंग, वी लेफ्ट एवरीथिंग फॉर आवर सेक, नॉट फॉर कृष्णा सेक, बट वी से भगवान के लिए सब छोड़ दिया मैंने, सब लोग बोले, बाहर का लोग बोलेगा तो आपको बहुत अच्छा लगता है, ये तो भगवान के लिए सब छोड़ दिया, जीवन भगवान के लिए ये कर दिया, नहीं रॉन्ग एक्चुअली, यू नो. So false humility actually. It's lying. We are lying when we say that, we think that we are liar. We left for us only. So there are so many things, if you deep contemplating like this, you can have so many things coming out in this one. So basic thing is, we have to focus on our sadhana, regulative principles and what we have to follow. So how much we are following regularly, sincerely. That sincerity which defines, and again I said, many times I tell this, Krishna doesn't see how much we achieved. He sees how much we endeavored. That's the only qualification we have. Our qualification to please Krishna is endeavor, not achieve. Achievement is next for him. Whether we endeavor or not, we are putting efforts or not. If we are putting our efforts 100%, if he thinks that he put 100%, then that is success. Because failure or success, it doesn't matter for him. Jatayu put his endeavor, he was failure. But he was successful in Rama's pages. Maricha was success in his desire. Instead of killed by Ravana, it's better to die in the hands of Ram. And his success also. But in Ram's pages, is a failure. Success or failure, it's not, doesn't matter, but anywhere matters to please Krishna. So by only thing what we have, only hope what we have is just by endeavoring constantly, we can please Krishna. That endeavor only he sees, how much achieve, it doesn't matter. If that is the case, those illiterates have no hope. They can't preach, they can't read. It's not like that. Qualification is not that, because they are endeavoring. They are putting their efforts. They are trying hard. So with that effort, they are pleasing Krishna. So similarly, our endeavor should be to follow these regulative principles or devotional principles, rules and regulations. The qualities, developing these qualities, how much we practice, how much we endeavor, that endeavor which pleases Krishna, that is the only hope we have. Otherwise, whatever other achievements if you see, then it is not really achievement. The achievements are only for certificate purpose, but it may not please Krishna. As I said, how someone asks you how much advanced I am, all of you said I am very advanced, but Krishna thinks that no, finished, nothing, no, has no value. So the achievements, these are all for our ego, satisfying our ego, but it's nothing to do with the Krishna's devotional credits. Our devotional credits is our endeavor. So as he is practicing, he is showing, these great personalities are showing how to endeavor, what to practice and all. So if we can practice and, you know, we put our endeavor, our efforts to practice these kind of things, that's the success of our life. No. So, even if you see Dhruva Maharaj's life also, he also kind of bewildered. Even after having darshan of Lord, he was bewildered by Yaksha. In the Yaksha case, bewildered, he was started killing Yakshas left and right. It's kind of, if you see, it's kind of attachment only, because his brother was killed. So dehatmaka buddhi, no, it's bodily consciousness. But still, when a guru comes, someone comes, some great personality comes and teaches. If he can say, what? I am also seen God. You no need to teach me. I am already self-realized. You can say that. But no. Then it's not a good devotee's quality. Devotee is a devotee. Yes, Lord is Lord in any case. So devotee is a devotee. Sadhu Bhoshana means the Bhoshana is always there. So he cannot give up those qualities. Externally, sometimes he might bewilder and some emotional block, something happens, burst happens and something. But the qualities, that is this, you know, treasure inside. That can never be been stolen by anyone. So immediately he accepted. As soon as he accepted the, you know, advice of the Swayambhu Manu, again back to track. And at the end, even again after retirement also, he is not relaxed. Again, he started practicing, doing meditation and all these things. Never. So for a devotee, there is no end. Sadhaka. Even Prabhupada says, even after going back to a Godhead also, we have to do kirtan there. We have to do japa. Everything. Whatever iskand activities are there, the same thing will be there. So it's eternal. Chanting, dancing, these are all eternal activities what we are practicing now. So we cannot never be think that, you know, okay, now this is enough. So the qualities also there like that. So when similarly, fall down never comes simply, because Krishna doesn't want to give up his devotee. Many chances he gives. After that also, if we can't hear, we become so blind or so dumb. Deaf, you know, to hear. Then he gives up. Otherwise, fall down never comes so easily. It's very difficult to come, actually fall down, then advancing. Because Krishna never leaves. So many devotees keep on telling, giving feedbacks. Something comes, but still fear because illusion is so strong. The bewilderment, we are not coming out. Then Krishna, what can I do? So in, but that is the where the devotee quality is. That's where he captures. Okay, I'm going wrong. Someone is, some alarm is ringing. So I should pay attention. What is that? When we, these are all so many, you know, so many things comes in our life also. That's what inspiration comes from, seeing some other people. Many times people may not come and tell us, but by seeing someone we get inspiration that, oh, we are there, my kidar se kya kar raha hu. Isa nahi nahi cha, nahi karna chahiye. That is also another Paramatma in Hindi, no? As the Paramatma is putting alarm there. So, so many ways Krishna tries to correct us. But we have to pay attention on that. So that's why Dromara's life, see, so many, it's like our life. He started, his life is like us, ambitious with us. Like we are also with the ambitions we started. Even KMD Iskan also with the ambition only. I want to become perfect devotee, Krishna, back to Godhead. But after Anakabad, back to mud blocks or something. It's very humbling. Something, somewhere we are sent. It's a ambition. You know, he started his life with the ambition. And he went ups and down, but still the practice was not given up. That's where. So in Bhagavad Gita also same thing, you know, there are 9.30 and 31. These are all, you know, even if one commits the most abominable action, if he is engaged in devotional service, he is to be considered saintly because he is properly situated in determination. See, in that process of practice, we might commit some, you know, some offenses or something, but as long as we are not giving up and we are continuing our devotional service, or anyone in that case is a devotee. So many people say, think Dhruva is advanced and is a realized soul, why he did like this? Arjuna is advanced, why he become bewildered? There may be some reason, you know. Krishna always chooses his devotees only to teach us. There is a saying, you know, Prabhupada also writes, a good mother-in-law is one who teaches daughter-in-law through her daughter. So similarly, Krishna also chooses his daughters and sons to teach daughter-in-laws like us, conditioned souls. You know? So it doesn't mean that they are bad. They are fallen. No. They were chosen. So we cannot, you know, misjudge those people. Even Indra in that case, he is a chosen one many times to teach us. So selected is, this is a close. Who is close, that one. If we want to do some good activity, also bad activity, also we select the person who is very close to us. Close friend only we select or we discuss. So Krishna selected them means they are very close to Krishna. We cannot misjudge them. They are very advanced. Even though they are temporarily fallen in the same things. So these are all some of the things which we overlook and we unknowingly we offend that kind of characters and misjudge them. And which is not good for our devotional practice. So that's why we should back more is our, we should practice our sadhana than others. But unfortunately, we keep on sitting here in japa time and thinking of the whole world to save. But we are not saving ourselves during japa, which is saving us, saver of our
ours. We don't think of our saving. Just keep on planning, seeing the whole world. Preaching banana, ye karna hai, wo lecture, ye lecture there. So, which is illusion actually? We have to focus on our sadhana, our situation. We should always keep our legs on land. No, we cannot fly. Flying and saving is not possible. When you are properly situated, landed properly, then only we can save someone. So, these are few things, I don't know what I wanted to tell. I am not a Shastric man. I can't speak much Shastras and all. And the people are all... There's another thing which I don't want to speak because we're all really qualified and we're well read. So, forgive me if I speak anything beyond. It's basically for me, which I have another, I have in my mind, I'm teaching myself. So, please forgive me if I speak anything beyond my realization and all. With this, I want to stop my class. If you have anyone has one or two questions or corrections, I can take. Which one? You are already realized, what? your smile is still showing that you are already realized. So, because many times we think of, we plan so many things, we give good lecture and this one, that one. And our consciousness, वो करता नहीं कितना बार बोलने से भी जपा नहीं करता है, वो नहीं करता है. But हम क्या कर रहे हैं? हम भी जपा नहीं कर रहे हैं. बड़ा मकड़ा है बस. You know? We forget what we are doing. We are also doing same thing. नाम के लिए बापा मकड़ा है, but we are thinking of that person. And we don't have focus on this in this one. So which is ruining our life? And we are not thinking that. We are thinking his life. Oh, to put up, ye ho gaya. So that's the thing. So that's why I'm telling, we are no one to save anyone. We are no one to, you know, ruin anyone's life. Really. We are just, we are. When we practice properly, that will save someone. And if Krishna desires, he will use us some way. But problem is, we put ourselves, we are the savior. That is the problem. And in that savior, we are carried away and we lose our base land. You know, as a, when your flight is taken off, and if you sold off the airport, that landing space, what happens? How long you can fly? Somewhere you need landing space. So that is our situation. As soon as we spend some years, now we started, okay, now I'm there to preach and save the world. Our base chhod diya, base ko gaya, basics which leave. Now we are all more focused on giving lectures, how to make PPTs, how to please other audience, this one, that one. But we are not for our relishment and our this one, we never study. That is gone. Initially, many times I see my notes. My initial notes was like, you know, each lecture has three, four pages full. But now, three, four lines. Why? Now I think that, okay, now I had enough. Now I need to. That three, four lines, because it's a new point. So, we now lecture ke liye mil gaya ek point. That's the, you know, our intention not to see what that person, that speaker spoke something which is good for me, how to implement, no, how to pass it. You know, and we are giving that person, if he takes it, he will get उनको उद्धार हो जाएगा, हम लोग इसे बैठेंगे. सो दैट्स दैट्स द प्रॉब्लम. सो फर्स्ट इसके लिए चैतन्य महाप्रभु जन्म सार्थक कोरी करो परोपकार. फर्स्ट पहले हम लोग करना है हमको. सो जो भी आ रहा है एनी वेयर दैट इज फॉर अस, देन वी कैन थिंक ऑफ वन. बट वी आर लाइक ऐसा वो दैट मूड में जाते हैं. इनिशियली वी आर लाइक दिस वे, देन आफ्टर सम टाइम द पासिंग मूड. दैट्स द टफ टाइम. Initially Krishna helps us, later we have to climb. So that's a tough time. That's why that there the progress goes very slow. Because पीछे से धक्का मार रहा था आज तक तक चल सकते हैं, बट उसके बाद जो कितना धक्का मारेगा फिर उसके बाद हैंग होना है. एक साइड हैंग होना है, नीचे नहीं आना है, उसको ऊपर उल्टा ऊपर भी जाना है. This requires lot of effort. That's why it's very difficult. So the progress goes slow there. Any corrections? Okay, sir. Stop here. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Jai Gaur Premanandi.